It's time for a solid hour of business insights and strategies for success on Mind Your Business. And here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing, Yitzhak Saflis.
You're tuned to another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC and around the world at mybradio.com, mybradio.com, and of course on the 77 WABC app. Yes, thank you. Yes, you know why. We are in the top 10 in New York AM radio consistently, according to Nielsen, the Nielsen ratings. We thank you for your patronage by tuning in to us week in and week out. And, of course, those that just tune in once in a while, it also helps for the ratings. And thank you, of course, for the great feedback that I receive on a regular basis. Well, as you all know, this show is all about you. Every single week, we seek out an interview, C-level executives, and ask them the questions that are on your mind. We discuss such a wide variety of professions and categories in business, including sales, social media, emerging technologies, financial planning, marketing and advertising, time management, hiring, and so much more. Stay tuned for tonight's edition of Mind Your Business, where you'll gain solid advice to get you ahead in today's business world. Well, as we do each week, just a couple of thank yous. Special thank you to the team here at Bottom Line Marketing Group, Srili, Eliana, Miriam, Dina, thank you. And to the great folks at 77 WABC, James, Matt, Chris, Lexi, Justin, thank you. And of course, a special shout out to the various channels that Mind Your Business is syndicated on. The Beat Tank Magazine features a column. C-Suite Radio, we're on. C-Suite TV, the OG Podcast Network, Player.fm, iTunes, and YouTube. We have a robust YouTube channel, which, as people have told me, they said, you know what? This is like a series of TED Talks, and that's really what it is. And tonight's show will be up on YouTube as well. Well, without further ado, we're going to tonight's amazing guest here in studio, Jacob Rosenberg and Benjamin Berger. A little bit of background about them. Okay, Jacob is a partner and co-founder of Bernath & Rosenberg, a full-service accounting and tax and wealth management firm with a team of over 40 professionals. Benjamin is a CPA with more than two decades of experience. His specialties include real estate, non-for-profit, and government audit representation. No one wants to know about that, but we're going to hear more about that, okay? Because when it happens, you need a pro behind you. For the third year in a row, Bernath & Rosenberg has been named as a leading CPA firm in financial planning by Accounting Today. Congratulations. Therefore, we encourage you to stay tuned for tonight's edition of Mind Your Business, where we're going to talk all about the world of financials for the business world. What to do when your statement shows your portfolio is down for the year. We're going to talk about that as well. We're also going to touch on the 2018 tax laws. If anyone really understands it, these guys sure do. What to do about the tremendous lack of financial literacy. Yeah, we could all relate to that, especially small business owners. And how technology plays into all this as well. You know, it's not just technology for time management or whatever, but it has to do with financials as well. With that intro, we give a warm welcome, Jacob and Benjamin. Thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you.
Okay, so Jacob, I'm going to turn to you first. You've been a CPA for more than 20 years, and then you developed a wealth management division at the firm. Okay, is this a separate business, or it's a natural fit between the two businesses? How does that play?
Okay, so first of all, thank you, Yitzhak, for inviting us. It's really a pleasure to be here. Let me tell you how this developed, and I think the answer becomes obvious from my story.
Okay.
We started the firm about 35 years ago doing the tax and accounting work, pretty much a small shop, a few people, and doing this year in, year out. And about 18, 20 years later, my senior partner, the co-founding partner, Jim Bernath, and myself, we went to a continuing education seminar, which we were required to do, full-day seminar on all kinds of tax planning ideas. Mm-hmm. And there was one session that set on at financial planning. And I said, Jim, why don't we just go sit in on that? 45 minutes, maybe it's time well invested. Mm-hmm. And I was there for 45 minutes, and I had a cold sweat. I felt like this is my calling. it's spoke about what's going on in our clients' lives outside of their business, their families, their children, their aging parents, everything else. Like we like to say, you know, we were focusing on the business from 9 to 5, mm-hmm. but what's going on from 5 to 9? And I told Jim that we got to get involved in this thing. And now at that time, the American Institute of CPAs and the New York State Society of CPAs were just starting to entertain the idea of CPAs getting involved in financial planning and to allow it and give permission to do that. And I didn't know where to begin. So I went over to the lecturer and I asked him, how do I get involved in this field? And he told me that there are different options. There are some firms, CPA firms, that are actually bought out by wealth management firms. I don't know if the audience knows this, but American Express is a very large wealth management firm. Mm. And they actually purchased accounting firms. We didn't want to do that. We wanted to remain independent, mm-hmm. objective. We had relationships with our clients. So there is actually an independent advisor network. And we followed that path. And I tell you, it was just amazing because suddenly we found ourselves on the same side of the fence as the client. We joke around, client once told me with a tax return, and he owed a lot, and he said, I know, Jacob, probably on the bottom you write, PS, IRS, don't forget my commission. And here suddenly I am on the same side. I'm thinking about the same things, the same fears that they're having at home, discussing with their spouse and their family. And I'm helping them with those issues. What do they need? What kind of ideas can I provide to them to help them in that? So, as CPAs, we were already their trusted mm-hmm. advisor.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened over the years was we started. I actually ran the wealth management division of the firm. I took that up, and Jim, and afterwards Benjamin joined as a partner to run the tax and accounting practice.
Mm-hmm.
And what we began doing was taking the client, so to speak, and putting them on the table and saying, what does this client need? Whether it's accounting, tax, investment advice, estate planning, retirement planning, education planning. There's so much advice that we can give them from all different areas of financial services. And that's what we did. So that's what really, really helped us to develop this full gotcha. Global financial planning practice.
Okay, so Benjamin, I'm going to turn to you now as the partner responsible for the accounting and tax departments. Okay, can you also give some light on the wealth management division of the firm?
Certainly. To expand on what Jacob just said, when the tax and wealth management teams sit together and we mm-hmm. discuss a client, we sort of put the client on the conference room table and we discuss how we can help him.
Right.
Ideas inevitably flow. What we can do to help the client. I'll give you one example. We had a client that was a long-term client of the firm. Unfortunately, he was diagnosed with a terminally ill illness. And because we did his tax, and he was a wealth management client as well, what we did in the last 12 months of his life saved the family millions of dollars. We were able to sit. There were asset swaps. There were installment sales done, step-up in basis. And automatically, when you have that mindset of not just preparing a tax return, sending a tax return, and looking at the complete financial picture of the client, there are many situations that arise for planning. Some of the more complicated ones are, you know, upstream gifting. We can do simple harvesting losses at year end. You can discuss accelerating capital gains or other income because you're aware that the client has expiring carryovers. We could talk about charitable contribution of appreciated securities because we know the client's portfolio versus just giving charity by writing a check to your local organization.
Got you. My guests this evening are Jacob Rosenberg, partner and co-founder of Bernathan Rosenberg, and Benjamin Berger. We still have a lot to cover, but before we take a commercial break, how can people find out more information about your firm and get in touch with you?
Well, you know, today everybody has all different kinds of contact information,
yeah.
but I think the best would be just go to our website,
okay.
bernathandrosenberg.com. That's B-E-R-N, like in Nancy, A-T-H, and A-N-D, Rosenberg.com. All the contact information is there.
Folks, we have it's still a show ahead of us to go through all types of information that you need to do and to be aware of in order to get ahead in today's business world. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
So recently, a healthy couple in their mid-50s came into Alitra Health for their longevity exam. They were not expecting particularly to find anything wrong on the assessment, but the exam showed otherwise.
Dr. Avi Nemitz is medical director at Alitra Health's Manhattan Center for Life and Longevity.
So they go through a very complete evaluation, blood work, scanning of the coronary arteries, stress tests, evaluation by nutritionists and exercise physiologists. We sit down at the end of the day, and his whole world changed in that moment.
Alitra Health provides a full, in-depth, comprehensive longevity exam to detect problems before they occur.
Without an intervention, he was going to have an active cardiac problem. So I told him, look, you're going to be fine. He left with a lot of confidence, knowing exactly what he was supposed to do. We understood what he had, and now he's going to be able to deal with it.
Why spend time worrying when Alitra Health in Manhattan can provide you with a complete snapshot of your health today? Visit AlitraHealth.com. That's E-L-I-T-R-A Health.com. Alitra Center for Life and Longevity. Because nothing matters if you don't have your health.
Hey, Joe, give me a minute. I'm going to run the numbers and circle back next week. Post it on Facebook, LinkedIn. Just get it up there.
You're great at what you do, and you're busier than ever. We get that. Imagine if you could devote every minute of your day to running your business and taking it to the next level. Enter Bottom Line Marketing Group. Bottom Line Marketing Group focuses on making your company look great, so you can focus on growing your business. To see some award-winning projects produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group, visit www.bottomlinemg.com. That's www.bottomlinemg.com. Or call CEO Yitzhak Saflis on his direct line for a free consultation at 718-412-3505. That's 718-412-3505. Bottom Line Marketing Group. Marketing solutions to grow your bottom line.
Finally, a payroll service that does things your way. At Brands Paycheck, you're not a number, you're a partner. Brands Paycheck's personalized payroll solutions ensure that your business receives your financial information the way you want it. From complete payroll services and time tracking to benefits administration and HR solutions, Brands Paycheck helps streamline your business's payroll process and maximize productivity. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation. Brands Paycheck services a wide range of industries nationwide, including hospitality, transportation, B2B, B2C, nonprofit, finance, retail, healthcare, real estate, and more. Learn why companies nationwide rely on Brands Paycheck. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation today or visit online at BrandsPaycheck.com. That's BrandsPaycheck.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC. Thank you for joining me. And my two guests, Jacob Rosenberg, partner and co-founder of Bernathan Rosenberg, and Benjamin Berger, also a senior partner. What's the title?
Of course.
Benjamin? Senior partner at the firm Bernathan Rosenberg. To find out more about them, bernathandrosenberg.com. Bernath, B-E-R. N-A-T-H and Rosenberg, R-O-S-E-N-B-E-R-G.com. More about their firm. Well, we're going to jump back in, and I'm going to turn to Jacob. This is something that, you know, really any business owner and most people out there really don't have a good understanding on, and I hope it's okay just to ask you straight. What is the difference between a stockbroker and a wealth manager?
Well, to quote somebody famous, the difference is huge. Wealth management is for your entire financial life.
Okay.
And a broker is for investments. The job of a wealth manager is to do what you would do if you had the time and the expertise with everything about you and your family.
Okay.
Wealth managers service your requests.
Mm-hmm.
And that as time goes on, we learn to anticipate your needs because we know so much about you.
Okay.
And if we had to just list the five specialties that wealth managers have as opposed to brokers, we have the investment management, helping to invest the assets in a responsible, diversified manner. There's financial planning, long-term goals for the individual, for the family, which we use a lot of knowledge and expertise and experience to be able to grow and protect your wealth.
Okay.
There's tax planning, which it was so beneficial for me to wear that tax hat for 20 years before even getting into this business, to ensure that all the tax advantages and being totally up to date on taxes, to complement that with the financial planning. Mm-hmm. Then there's retirement planning. My gosh, bringing the experience of the financial plan to help people retire with peace of mind. Mm-hmm. And then there's estate planning, the whole world of estate planning, taking the worry and the hassle for the client and their heirs when they pass their wealth on to the next generation. Now, the best stockholders out there, okay, we're not going to by name, but even the best money managers, they're primarily experts in investments. That's where they are. And they make recommendations for the client to choose from them. But they're not consultants in a broader sense. It's also very important to note that the obligation that we have as wealth managers to our clients are on a much higher level than a stockbroker. We have what's called a fiduciary obligation to our clients. And a fiduciary obligation means, without getting too technical, it's putting the interest of the client ahead of the wealth manager. They come first. A broker doesn't have that obligation. It has to be a suitable investment, but he doesn't have that higher standard of a fiduciary role. So a client needs to think, do you want to have comprehensive consulting or a recommendation for an investment? Do you want to have a fee-based experience or a commission-driven experience, which is what the brokers basically offer? Do you want to have a relationship that you know that there's legally insured protection for what the wealth manager is doing? So it's really crucial for the client to understand these differences when making a decision as to what to hire, a broker or a wealth manager. And of course, at Bernath and Rosenberg, we chose the wealth management route, and that's working very well for us.
It's rather interesting because the person out there, let's say, that has money in the market, okay, what you're saying is which seemed to be so obvious, that it's so important to make sure that there's someone quarterbacking your financial future, as opposed to just, okay, here's a recommendation, put money here, move it around, invest in this. That would seem to be more short-term rather than long-term, whereas a wealth manager is looking at the big picture for a very long term.
Exactly right. The client may have just heard about a stock tip at the supermarket,
right,
and he'll call the broker, what do you think?
Right.
Does it make sense for... when does he need the money that he's investing? He thinks that in 1 week that stock is going to shoot up, so he's going to invest in it. And then meanwhile, first it goes down usually before it goes up in these stock tips. So it may make sense as an investment for the long term, but that's not what necessarily he's been advising about. So by knowing the whole picture, you could see, does it make sense for that client?
Now, Jacob, I understand that most of the work you do is with business owners and affluent families. Is there a particular reason that you chose that niche market?
Well, that's a good question. We decided years ago at Bernath and Rosenberg on the accounting side, mm-hmm, that rather than being a solution for every size and shape of client, that we're going to focus on the business owners, mm-hmm, and affluent families. And the smaller clients, very important people, they can better be served by smaller firms and sole practitioners. So now that we're bringing in the wealth management business into the firm, mm-hmm, we thought it's the best idea is to align that philosophy for wealth management along with the accounting side. So that we're, again, like we said before, we put the clients on the table and every aspect of that person's financial life aligns and complements each other. So to summarize, we would rather do everything for less clients than just some things for many people.
That's in general an important business practice, because if a company tries to be everything to everyone, then they are nothing to no one. Now, maybe you can give me an example of the type of clients that are most suited for your company. Let's talk about some examples just so that people wrap their head around it.
The more complicated the client is, the better.
Wow. You're not afraid of challenges.
Welcome challenges.
Uh-huh.
It's interesting. A client will come in and let's say they're in their 40s. Mm-hmm. That's 20 years of being exposed to people and all their great ideas. Mm-hmm. So we'll end up getting a, besides all the tax craziness, we'll get statements from 8 to 10 different brokerage firms. They'll have different kinds of life insurance policies. They'll be invested in different real estate ventures because this guy said do this, this guy said that. They don't even know what they have. They don't know what they have. And I sometimes I'll joke with them. I'll say, let's say you take all these investments and it adds up to $5 million. Okay? Mm-hmm. I'll say to the client, if you had $5 million in cash, would you take that $5 million and put it exactly where it is now? I'll say, of course not. Of course not. It's crazy the amount of mail that I get. I don't know whether the distributions I'm receiving from these real estate investments are really taking place. I don't know if the K-1s match what they say. Wow. I'm distributing. So they're looking to simplify their lives because they're typically a business owner and they want to focus on their business. They want to know that someone else is taking care of everything, overseeing everything else. So we offer some really great tools. We have software that's an asset aggregation tool. So whether we're managing the money or not, the client every day, 10 times a day, if he's neurotic, he can see everything he has on one screen, whether they are real estate investments, whether they're credit card balances, whether they are brokerage accounts, they could see everything.
Fascinating. Is there a demo of that so the listeners have
Of course.
It's on the website, bernathandrosenberg.com?
Yes,
that's fantastic.
Yes. So the clients get to...
If I could interject for a second, this software actually can log into 6,000 different financial institutions where you set up your own password and your own login information, and every time you log onto the software, it aggregates the information live from all these financial institutions.
Wow.
And just
comprehensive
just
dashboard, financial dashboard.
Right. That's
right. Perfect description.
And to even add to that, wow, we can upload a virtual vault on this software where clients can put their passports on it, all their important documents. So the family knows that, God forbid, something happens to the breadwinner. We are the go-to guy to come to. Everything, everything is here. And clients really appreciate
that. I have to just jump in before I get to Benjamin. How many, I'm afraid to ask this question, but I'm just going to ask, how many people when they come in, they have it all in order? And how many say, I can't believe that you guys, Bernath and Rosenberg, handle this because my data is just all over the place.
No, absolutely. We become...
9 out of 10, yeah. 10 out of 10.
Somewhere in between those two. But we become, eventually, we become the client's personal CFO.
Right.
We're like their personal CFO. So a business has a CFO, but these high net worth individuals and these business owners, they need a personal CFO. Right. And we play that role.
Wow.
I mean, I know Benjamin. We become the trusted advisor to these clients as you begin to know more and more about their financial picture. I'm holding in my office sealed envelopes from a number of clients that if, God forbid, something happens to them, the spouse knows. Call Benjamin. He has an envelope with all my passwords in there, login information, safe deposit keys, in fact. It's a secure place in my office. I don't know what's in the envelope, but they know, in case of emergency or disaster, who to call.
You know, it's I'm just commenting what's going through so many people's minds is that, like, wow, if I only had access and if I only got my life in order to do this, because it's so... You know, and we know, unfortunately, when it's not prepared in advance, the havoc that goes on, you know, it's just the pain and grief, you know, and then compounded with the fact that no one really knows where to get the data.
At the worst time.
Wow. My guests this evening are Jacob Rosenberg and Benjamin Berger of Bernath and Rosenberg. Again, before we go to a commercial break, how can they find out more information and how could they see that demo about that amazing dashboard you described?
Like Jacob said before, the information and that demo is on our website, www.bernathandrosenberg.com. Bernath and Rosenberg, BERNATHANDROSENBERG.com. Or if they feel more comfortable calling the office, 212-221-1140. 212-221-1140.
Folks, if you're in business, this show is for you. If you're not, then I appreciate you tuning in. But, you know, I I take it as a compliment. But because we're really getting to the heart of financial planning, and we still have a lot more to cover. So we're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Hey, Joe, give me a minute. I'm going to run the numbers and circle back next week. Post it on Facebook, LinkedIn. Just get it up there.
You're great at what you do, and you're busier than ever. We get that. Imagine if you could devote every minute of your day to running your business and taking it to the next level. Enter Bottom Line Marketing Group. Bottom Line Marketing Group focuses on making your company look great so you can focus on growing your business. To see some award-winning projects produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group, visit www.bottomlinemg.com. That's www.bottomlinemg.com. Or call CEO Yitzhak Saflis on his direct line for a free consultation at 718-412-3505. That's 718-412-3505. Bottom Line Marketing Group. Marketing solutions to grow your bottom line.
Okay, so you're considering a comprehensive medical exam, but you haven't decided where. At Elytra Health in New York City, we know you have a tight schedule and that you only want the best. We also know you have choices to consider. Well, consider that you could have a world-class executive longevity exam at Elytra's state-of-the-art Manhattan Center for Life and Longevity, right in downtown New York City. Think about the fact that the experts at Elytra Health are a hand-selected staff with more than 30 years of experience in executive exams and concierge medicine, and that top doctors in the area refer their patients to Elytra. Something else to weigh is that cardiac imaging, cancer screening, labs, and all other testing is completed in a single five-hour visit with white-glove service. Plus, you'll receive the results, advice, and follow-up coordination before you leave. Finally, consider how easy it is to get peace of mind from an Elytra exam now by visiting ElytraHealth.com. That's E-L-I-T-R-A Health.com. Elytra Health. Well, above all.
Your company website is crucial to your success, providing information about your company to the entire world. Was your website recently updated? Is it mobile friendly? Well, look no further than WebsiteWithBrains.com, the complete website solution. Call Website with Brains today at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500, or visit WebsiteWithBrains.com.
Finally, a payroll service that does things your way. At Brands Paycheck, you're not a number, you're a partner. Brands Paycheck's personalized payroll solutions ensure that your business receives your financial information the way you want it. From complete payroll services and time tracking to benefits administration and HR solutions, Brands Paycheck helps streamline your business's payroll process and maximize productivity. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation. Brands Paycheck services a wide range of industries nationwide, including hospitality, transportation, B2B, B2C, nonprofit, finance, retail, healthcare, real estate, and more. Learn why companies nationwide rely on Brands Paycheck. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation today, or visit online at BrandsPaycheck.com. That's BrandsPaycheck.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC. My guests this evening are Jacob Rosenberg and Benjamin Berger of Bernath & Rosenberg. It is the beginning of a new fiscal year, and we wanted to have stars from the financial side of things, and we thank you so much for taking of your precious time joining me here in studio for this for tonight's show. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I'm going to turn to Jacob. Now, regarding the investment side of your business, you know, what do you say to someone who has just experienced yet another couple of months of strong volatility? You know, but when they look at their portfolio, you know, the December statement shows that their portfolio is down. Now, and this question is a fair question because you're coming off of 2018 when the market went you beep, boop, 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 you know, back and forth, up and down on almost a daily basis. So, you know, how would you answer that?
Okay, it's a very important question. We're very proactive during these periodic volatile times.
Okay.
And the clients know already. I just remember calling a client in December during this craziness.
Right.
And he picks up the phone and says, I know why you're calling. I'm with you already through a few of these cycles. And don't worry, I'm just fine. I'm fine. We understand this roller coaster ride. So it's so different than defending what a broker needs to defend, which is choosing an individual stock. I'm speaking not about company risk. I'm talking about market risk. And markets, as a general rule, are not risky. They're volatile. So there's a very big difference. I also remind my clients of the discussion that we had when we sat down initially to do the wealth management and the financial planning. And we speak about long-term investing. We have the philosophy, we call them the three-bucket philosophy.
Okay.
We have the short-term bucket, the mid-term bucket, and the long-term bucket. And the short-term bucket, which is money that the client needs over the next couple of years, no volatility there. Very short-term investments.
Gotcha.
So during these volatile times, yeah, third bucket's going like this a little bit.
Okay.
But look at your first bucket. You have what you need for the next couple of years. Let the markets do what they do. You're safe. You're comfortable. And I also tell them when we sit down initially, say, I don't make any guarantees. I just make one guarantee. I guarantee you that there are going to be days that the market is down. and I remind them of that promise I made them. So now, some people talk about what they call it, say, hey, maybe I should just cut my losses
I'm sure you get
come
that question.
Back in. I get
these
that,
days
I get
probably
that question.
Daily.
I want to give you this crazy example of a client of mine. Okay. You know, we manage probably about $7 million for this client. And then he says, Jacob, I want to have some of my own money. I want to invest. You know, I read a lot and I know what's going on out there. And he heard about Sears stock. And Sears stock went way down. I'm going to buy it. It's going to shoot up. So he invested close to $2 million in Sears stock. And he lost $1.3 million. Mm-hmm. So when you talk about performance and whether we're up 5% of the year, 7%, some years we're down, some years we're up 10%. And here he goes and he loses 70% of his investment. So there you may want to talk about cutting losses on an individual holding. But when you're talking about the entire market, if someone wants to cut their losses like some people did in 08, 09, they don't know when to get back in. Mm. If they're trying to time it, they don't know when to get back into the market. So
what's your general advice?
General advice is diversification, believe in capitalism, and on the long-term investments, we ride it out. And one other thing we do is called rebalancing. I don't want to get too technical, but when the market's down, we buy into that down so that we recover more quickly.
But maybe you can explain that rebalancing. People, I think, are interested in that.
So usually we'll take a portfolio, and the total portfolio adds up to 100%, of course. And we'll do 70% of that portfolio is, let's say, in equities, and 30% is in fixed income. And when the market really takes a beating, so the 70% suddenly becomes 60% because the equities are down. The fixed income, we're mostly in short-term fixed income, so that's not affected. So suddenly that's taking up 40% of the portfolio. We'll sell off some of that fixed income position and buy the same stocks, the same portfolio at a cheaper price. So and back in 08, 09, our portfolios came back to even much quicker than the market.
I want to add one thing to what Jacob is just discussing about asset allocation. Taking your assets and dividing it about three or four different money managers is not considered asset allocation because they can all be invested in the same asset class.
Right.
When you have one person that's dividing it and spreading it in the different buckets that Jacob mentioned, that's true asset allocation.
So, clients tell me, Jacob, help me, protect me from me.
Protect me from myself.
From myself. So.
What about the Sears guy? I mean, he probably came to you. Jacob, why didn't you
protect me? But people want to avoid being impulsive.
Yeah.
But when they have too much control over the portfolio, it's very difficult not to be impulsive. Right. So that's why they hire us to for the discipline.
You know, I want to move to. I touched on this at the beginning of the show. This is an embarrassing admission for on behalf of most small business owners, if not all. And that is the lack of financial literacy. You know, there are terms that are thrown around. People start small businesses and they can be quite successful and not really know the first thing about important terms. You know, do you have a recommendation on that? Should people take a little course on that? Well, what's your take on that?
Okay, probably the most important question of this interview. Alan Greenspan, everyone remembers Alan Greenspan,
sure. the Fed chairman,
and he said that the number one problem in today's generation and economy is lack of financial literacy. Mm. So he sees it all, and that was his comment. The government statistics show that for every $100 spent on education, only 2 pennies are spent on financial literacy.
That's unreal.
Yeah. So I want to bring you a live example. I sometimes lecture at high schools and universities, you know, pro bono, just go in there like for a lunch. So I won't name it, but it's a large university in Manhattan. And I went there for like a lunch and learn.
Right.
And the topic of student loans came up. And I asked the students, how many of you have student loans? Everyone raised their hand.
Okay.
Then I said, going around the room, how much is your student loan? No one knew. They didn't know how much they owed.
The data, how much they owed, or the percentage.
Or what their plan is afterwards. They knew nothing about it.
Scary.
Secondly, and this is really important for what's going to be going on the next 20, 30 years, the financial risks that a family faces late in life are increasing. The time between retirement and death, or what we call the end of retirement, is going to be increasing 300% for the next 50 years. So there's going to be a lot more time. So they say that, for a joke, they say people aren't living longer, they're dying longer. So people need a plan for that.
Right.
So what I did in my own family, it's really worked wonders. And we have every Saturday night a pizza and learn hour. So we bring in pizza. And we talk about different topics. And most of the topics are about financial literacy. We'll talk about other things also, but the kids are there and having a good time. Over time, what happens is they become attuned to this kind of information, so their antennas are up. And it becomes important to them when they're out there in the workplace or with their friends. They're just more knowledgeable and more responsible. And they also, every topic about financial literacy, they smell the pizza. So that really is very beneficial for all of them. So
I'm going to move to Benjamin on this one. You know, technology is always improving and cloud-based software has taken us over and really every single business out there has leveraged technology to their advantage. How has it helped the accounting industry?
I'm going to split my response into two parts.
Okay.
How it has helped the accounting firms.
Okay.
And also how the government agencies are using technology to better leverage technology in their pursuit of keeping everybody in full compliance.
Interesting. Okay.
I was at a conference probably about 2 years ago, and they started talking about artificial intelligence, AI.
Right.
There was one of the big four accounting firms presented, and one of their large clients was a telecommunications client, where they explained how prepare the audited financials at year end, they would have to have a team of auditors spend 6 to 8 weeks sampling contracts to their licensees, to the various different stores that they had. Hmm. Now, using artificial intelligence, they sample 100%, rather than sample, they test 100% of all the contracts in less than 4 hours. Artificial intelligence, computer scans it, every contract is written in the same format, all the key data is there as well. For accounting firms, workflow software. We have a very robust software in our office that we use to move processes along, to track where the client is. We're working out of 3 different offices. Files are being worked on. Clients are being worked on in different locations, being reviewed in different locations. This workflow allows us to keep track of everything that's going on. We use OCR, optical character recognition. Client brings in their information or emails in information or loads it up to the portal, gets scanned into the system. The system, the software, OCR, reads it, sends us back a PDF binder, and actually populates the tax return with the basic W-2 and 1099 information. So now the preparer is spending time on doing more of a review as opposed to sitting and entering information, which leads to typos, etc. In fact, our New Jersey team just moved into a new office in Howell. There are 20 people working there. There's not a single file cabinet in the office.
Wow.
Everything is paperless there.
By the way, where are your locations, just to share with
our headquarters
listeners?
Are New York City, actually Times Square.
Okay.
We have a location in Rockland County, and we have a location in Howell, New Jersey.
Nice. And again, how could they find out more information about the firm?
Best is the website, www.bernathandrosenberg.com, or our main office number, 212-221-1140. That's 212-221-1140. On the government agency side, I sat in a meeting probably about also close to 2 years ago with some very high-level people from New York State Department of Taxation. There was a former commissioner there even, and we were discussing the different methods that they're now using for compliance. Fascinating statistic. They had invested a significant amount of money on IBM software, where IBM was the project leader, which is interesting, the combination of private industry and a government agency. So we know that the job got done then. And for every $2 they invested in the software, the return on the money was $10.
Wow.
So you can be assured that they're going to be spending more time in it. But as any accountant can tell you, there are many, many more desk audits these days, because these are all computer-generated notices, third-party verification, information that it's computer-checked from what's being reported by financial institutions, reported by 1099s, versus what's actually being reported on the tax returns.
If I could just hold on to the technology question for another moment, and that is, how has it helped in terms of investments?
I'll take that question. Okay. But just quickly, I mean, there's such a difference today with the technology. You have physical stocks. Everything is electronic, which created day trading jobs for people. More Americans own stocks because everything is so available. Stock brokerage firms are much more efficient. Some investors are bypassing brokers. It was called today the robo-advisors is the hottest thing. And even in areas outside of investing in the markets, real estate agents have much greater access to information. Clients have direct access to real estate properties, which they used to not have. Social media, real estate. I mean, it's all out there. So technology and investing is I mean, the power is in the hands of the consumer. But the customized planning solutions is in the hands of the advisor.
My guests this evening are none other than Jacob Rosenberg and Benjamin Berger, both partners at Bernath and Rosenberg. Again, to find out more information about the firm,
www.bernathandrosenberg.com, B-E-R-N-A-T-H, and A-N-D, Rosenberg, R-O-S-E-N-B-E-R-G, .com. And we're on technology. Just to let you know, even though we have three offices, you dial the same, 212-221-1140, and the extensions just branch out into our different offices.
We still have more to cover, so join us when we come back. Stay tuned.
Your company website is crucial to your success, providing information about your company to the entire world. Was your website recently updated? Is it mobile friendly? Well, look no further than WebsiteWithBrains.com, the complete website solution. Call Website with Brains today at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500, or visit WebsiteWithBrains.com. The experienced team at Website with Brains will plan, write, design, and program a stunning and informative website that combines simplicity and flexibility. Best of all, Website with Brains can have your new website up and running within 4 to 6 weeks. Get ready to look great online and take your business to the next level. See some of the attractive, user-friendly sites built by Website with Brains by visiting WebsiteWithBrains.com. Then give Website with Brains a call at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500.
Hi, Shep Hagen, your customer service and experience expert, and this is my latest book, Be Amazing or Go Home. Now, it says 7 customer service habits that create confidence with everyone, not just your customers, but the people you work with, and even the people at home who you love, who you hang out with, your family members, your best friends. These are habits about building relationships and creating confidence. And while it says 7, there's actually 35 habits broken into 7 categories. really good habits like amazing people show up ready to amaze, which means you don't just show up on time. You show up maybe even a little bit ahead, prepared, totally head in the game. That really recognizing that great service when you take care of other people is not an accident. It's a habit that you've practiced over and over again. So I want you to think about it. This is the book, Be Amazing or Go Home.
Missed an episode of Mind Your Business? We've got you covered. Check out our YouTube channel, Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis, to hear interviews with business executives and thought leaders whenever and wherever you want. That's Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis coming in for the home stretch here on this amazing edition here on 77 WABC, and of course a shout out to all those tuning us in from around the world at mybradio.com. I'm going to turn to my guests, Jacob and Benjamin. By the way, do you have clients nationally? Where's the scope of clients of Bernath and Rosenberg?
We file in 43 states.
43, not bad. Almost across the entire United States. Wow. This is really an engaging show. In case you're just tuning in, no worries. By Tuesday morning, this entire episode will be up on the platform for the show, mybradio.com, mybradio.com. The YouTube videos will be available a little bit later than that, but of course we will send that notification to all those that are on the channel, and we announce it regularly. There will be some great takeaways from this particular show that become YouTube episodes. And again, we thank... You know, we thank Jacob and Benjamin for joining me here on Mind Your Business, taking out of your hectic schedule. I know it's not easy to get out, but thank you. Thank you.
It's our pleasure.
Benjamin, I'm going to turn to you for this. You know, I'm just curious. You described a firm that has three locations, over 40 people. You know, maybe you could talk about corporate culture, what it's like in your firm.
Thankfully, we have a great team, and I'm really very proud of them. We look for team members who are focused and driven. We have an open-door policy that the partners and managers of the firm are always available for discussions and guidance. We empower our staff to move up to the next level, take on more sophisticated and challenging work, and have the opportunity to be promoted. We encourage our team members to write email blogs, which we send out to our database. When we're going to a client, we encourage them to prepare PowerPoint presentations and actually make the presentation. It's a great feeling to take along a senior to a client and let the senior make the presentation and the partner or manager just be there along for guidance. We encourage our team to take a very proactive stance with the client. And I certainly appreciate feedback from the clients. And as any of my clients that might be listening can attest, when I do receive feedback from them, I always tell them, good feedback, positive feedback is great. But when you have constructive criticism, something that we can improve on, it's even more important to me. I make it a point to share all feedback with team members and their manager.
You're not afraid. It sounded like we came in earlier in the show. You're not afraid of a good challenge and some...
Open communication is the key.
Wow. You know, in terms of your team, that's really special. It reminds me of a previous show. I interviewed the CEO of 1-800-Flowers. He had a great line. He said, I'd rather my team, you know, my employees get speeding tickets, not parking tickets.
Very good.
But it sounds like you embrace that type of philosophy. Be ambitious. Be creative. I want you to be part of the process.
Step out of your comfort zone.
Special. Special. Okay, this I don't mean to toss a curveball here, but just, you know, the world was turned over in late December of 2017 when Trump announced the new American, you know, tax laws. I'm not going to ask you for specifics because especially we have only around 8-9 minutes left to the show and you need a lot more than that, probably 8-9 years to decipher it. But maybe some tips or even some advice for people to make sure that they look out for so that they could either benefit or not get hurt because of these new laws.
We have been dealing with this new tax law since President Trump first announced it and actually signed it into law on December 22nd, 2017. However, a lot has happened since then. In fact, the final regulations, 274 pages of Section 199A, which is better known to most people as the 20% business income deduction, were just released this past Friday. And to most business owners, that is the biggest benefit of all. So you can imagine a lot of planning that went on during the year was various different variables. Right. You're not sure what's going to fall into it. And even now, with these 274 pages of regulation, there still are a lot of gray areas. But since this past Friday, We have already discussed with clients various structures and strategies that would allow them to take advantage of these changes found in the regulations. Additionally, in the firm, we appointed two of our tax managers as champions of the new tax law, and we scheduled them to spend a lot of time this past year keeping us all informed. We invested a significant number of hours in continuing education for our staff. We held client seminars, and we did presentations in clients' offices on the new tax law. And at year end, we had to prepare various scenarios in order to customize and tailor-made plans to make sure that the client gets the maximum benefit of the new tax law.
I mean, this is, I imagine it came like a ton of bricks. I mean, even, and the new, 274 pages, which is just release, the beginning of 2019, and that's from a law that got passed on, you know, in what was, it wasn't 10 days.
Late 2017, after being discussed for months and months before.
But then it all just came together, and then boom, and then so I imagine for people in your industry, and my understanding is that it hadn't been changed on that level for, 30, 40 years prior. So, like...
Just as an aside, I mean, the government realized all the ambiguity that's happening over here, that for the 2018 year, they give you a choice of filing under the proposed regulations or under the final regulations.
So that's to do that.
That's another scenario for us to calculate what is more beneficial for the client.
Now, I'm going to stay with you, Benjamin, on this one. As a trusted advisor to your client, not that Jacob isn't, but just I'm asking you the question, you know, perhaps you could share some non-tax-related advice with our listeners.
I'm going to give you some very practical advice.
Okay, great.
It might sound like it's more for the wealth management division,
okay,
but this applies to all clients. I always encourage clients to check the beneficiary on their brokerage statements. The law is that the beneficiary listed on the brokerage statement, on the brokerage account, mm-hmm, supersedes the will. And I'll give you a horror story. It was about 8 months ago, it was in the news, there was an elderly couple married for 40 years, no children. Both of them worked in the school system, mm-hmm, contributed regularly to their retirement plan, lived within their means. Mm-hmm. Husband passes away. Wife thinks that she'll be good for the rest of her life because there's a sizable retirement account.
Right.
Who was the beneficiary in that retirement account? The husband's single sister. I'm sorry, the husband's sister. He was single when he first signed up the account. He never changed it. So although he left all his assets to his wife, his sister inherited the retirement account. And obviously... that is not what he intended.
Wow.
So failure to update your beneficiaries on your brokerage account or your life insurance policies can result in the funds going to your ex-spouse rather than to your children, who you may want it to go to. I also encourage clients to prepare a list of all passwords and login information. Failure to do so can unfortunately lead to, in certain circumstances, that there could be a treasure trove of photos, videos. Who doesn't have things saved online that if you don't have the online passwords to them, you will not be able to access it? Mm. As an added benefit, while going through this exercise, it compels you to prepare a list of all your accounts that you have. In most cases, people come up with old accounts that they forgot about. There's a small amount. You open an IRA. You had some brokerage account that you haven't touched in years. Looking even at unclaimed funds accounts with New York State, that's where they find additional accounts.
We have only around 2-3 minutes left to the show. I want to turn to each of you and ask for a key takeaway, a lesson that you could share with the listeners. But before we do that, just want to remind the listeners, how could they find out more information about the firm Bernath & Rosenberg?
Either call the office, 212-221-1140, 212-221-1140, or our website, www.bernathandrosenberg.com, www.bernathandrosenberg.com.
What takeaway could you share with the listeners of Mind Your Business?
A 30-second takeaway.
Ready.
Consult with your professional advisor for both tax and financial advice. No one size fits all. What may be the right advice for one client may not be suitable for a different client. Proper analysis and planning will usually result in a sound financial plan and minimize your tax liabilities, and thereby maximizing the amount of money that stays with you and your family.
I'm going to turn to you, Jacob.
You know, when it comes to advice, you know, if God forbid someone needed surgery on, say, on his liver, mm-hmm, God forbid, the doctor is not just going to focus on the liver.
Right.
He'll bring a team of experts
and
see how the entire body is affected before, during, and after. And the same goes for financial advice. You need to research to find someone who is knowledgeable, capable, experienced, with the whole story, impeccable integrity, of course, and more than anything else, we find with wealth management someone who cares about the client and about their family. So I also just want to add that there's a really big advantage. I really appreciate this interview because it gives me time to reflect and almost forces accountability to myself. What do I do? Why do I do what I do? And I, if I can impart this message to everyone, it's good for everyone to be accountable, whether they're in their business, whether in their own personal life. And so I was just having that thought as I was preparing for this
so
interview.
So true. The point of accountability for everything in one's life.
Yeah.
And certainly on the financial picture.
Yeah.
Wow, this wraps up a great show. I want to remind the listeners to find out more information about this firm, BernathandRosenberg.com. They have three locations. They discuss one upstate New York, New Jersey, and Midtown Manhattan, BernathandRosenberg.com. Well, that wraps up a great edition of Mind Your Business. In case you're just tuning in, no worries. By Tuesday morning, this entire episode will be up at MYBRadio.com. The YouTube episodes will follow. Tune in again next Sunday night for another great edition of Mind Your Business right here on 77 WABC.
77 WABC Radio presents Mind Your Business, hosted by founder and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Safliff. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday night for this intriguing weekly radio show that's chock full of business insights and marketing strategies that will help you get ahead of the game. Host Yitzhak Safliff has been producing pioneering and creative marketing work for over two decades. He leads a team of marketing experts who help their clients build their brands and grow their businesses. Now, he and his guests offer their business and marketing expertise to you every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.